Welcome to a special edition of the Texas Hour with Pratt on Texas, featuring an interview with a thinker, writer, doer, or someone with an interesting story to tell.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pratt on Texas. We're visiting with Thomas Gipping. He is a senior legal fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. He has a piece out correcting a grave constitutional error, and we are talking about the decision involving Texas so directly, Roe versus Wade in 1973. Tom, why don't you lay out the premise here, the assertion in your piece, and then let's talk about it.
Well, thanks for having me. I think the first thing to really focus on is we all should agree that the Supreme Court should properly interpret the Constitution. And by properly, I mean they have to discern the meaning of the Constitution as it was written. They don't have authority to make up things. They don't have authority to direct the country the way they want to go. And so a decision that doesn't go my way might still be a correct decision. That's such an important principle when it comes to Roe versus Wade. For 185 years in the United States, state governments had authority to regulate abortion, and they increasingly restricted abortion because of the unfolding knowledge that we had at that time about a fetal development and the fact that the unborn child is a separate living human being. And then suddenly Roe versus Wade comes along. Abortion advocates couldn't change the law in enough states, so they went to the Supreme Court to do it for them. And Texas at the time had a law prohibiting abortion except to save the life of the mother. Most states had laws like that.
Still on the books in Texas.
It is, and in fact, in Texas, even at that time, it was more than 100 years old. And the Supreme Court said the Constitution protects a right to abortion. And when you have a right, state governments cannot interfere with that right. So in one fell swoop, by simply saying that, the Supreme Court struck down the laws of all 50 states. They erased 185 years of the people and their elected representatives finding the right answers to abortion. And we've been struggling with that ever since because, of course, you can read the Constitution. There's nothing in there about abortion. The Supreme Court made it up because that's the way they wanted it to be. And we've been struggling with it ever since. Now there's a case before the Supreme Court involving a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks. And that's a direct challenge to what Roe versus Wade said. So the Supreme Court has the opportunity to say, you know, maybe we should correct that error. Maybe Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided. Maybe we should let states once again decide how they want to handle the abortion issue. And that's the great opportunity that they have, and it looks like they may do it.
In your piece, Correcting a Grave Constitutional Error, you wrote that that folks who are advocates for the legality of killing babies in the womb, for whatever reason, I've always called it for the convenience of those who help create them, you said these people don't even try to defend those legal decisions as legitimate interpretations and applications of the Constitution. Expand on that for a moment, because you also point out that there have been people who are amoral or immoral in my book or whatever, who are, you know, they're for the right to an abortion, but they've long disliked this decision, saying that it doesn't pass muster from the way the Constitution's written. So,
right.
And yet on my side, I'm to the point where, Tom Gipping, that I don't understand how if the role of government precisely is to protect, its first role to form that human beings form governments is to protect life, life, liberty, and property, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Life seems to be the paramount of all rights. And how does it make it right that voters in a state could decide it's okay to wantonly kill babies for the convenience of those who helped create them. You know, there's a big conundrum for us. One side, it doesn't matter what the law says. The other side, there's this middle ground that we've spent our lives in about how wrong Roe v. Wade is from a constitutional perspective. But how does that, I just don't understand how then we can say, yeah, but it's okay just because the federal constitution didn't address it and take that right away from states. How all of a sudden is it right for states to be able to kill children? Would you just kind of talk about that all as a group? I know it's a lot, but trying to unpack that, because we've all thought about that and talked about that.
Well, our system of government is called a republic. Mm-hmm. And in a republic, the people, through their elected representatives, has the power to decide political, cultural, social, economic issues. The only exception to that is if the Constitution, either the federal or a state constitution, takes an issue away from the people. That doesn't happen very often, but we ought to hang on to the power that we, the people, have, and we do that by insisting that, you know, the Supreme Court interpret the Constitution as written. Don't make stuff up. And so in Roe versus Wade, they did. In 50 years, it's almost 50 years since the decision, nobody, including constitutional scholars who, as you mentioned, actually support abortion rights, who believe that abortion should be available to women, nobody has been able to defend Roe versus Wade. Nobody has been able to make the case that the Supreme Court got it right.
Brad's interview continues after you hear from our generous sponsors.
Using a firearm when under threat is as serious an action as you can take in life, and it might be critical to keeping your life. Know the law. Know you can hit the target and not an innocent bystander. And know you're legal to be armed when crossing into most states. Get Texas License to Carry training for only $65 from West Texas Justice. Beginners are welcome. Be wise, be trained, be legal. Inquire today at westtexasjustice.com. That's westtexasjustice.com. westtexasjustice.com.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Communication's a top priority with commercial builder Tommy Klein Construction. A 20-year-plus Tommy Klein Construction customer said, when we call, text, or email, the majority of the time we get a response back within the hour. Many times they call us before we have a question with updates on our projects. And with Tommy Klein Construction, if there's a need for an adjustment or warranty, they give it top priority as if it were their own building. Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them, 806-438-3384, 806-438-3384.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
With the stories that matter, it's your Texas political swami, Robert Pratt, on Pratt on Texas.
You make the point in your piece about talking about the 14th Amendment, and it is true. I remember reading this in junior high school, Justice Blackmun's majority opinion. You said it's a rambling, error-ridden account of abortion history. It's almost like listening to a Joe Biden speech. I mean, from a legal point of view, it's simply, it's not even... It doesn't even, in my opinion, even as a young person, it doesn't even come to the level of a pseudo-intellectual, you know, a pretentious pseudo-intellectual. It really is just rambling. It doesn't do anything. It's odd.
As Americans, I think we should want our government institutions to have integrity, that we should want them, all three branches of government, and by the way, only about half of Americans even can name the three branches of government. This is also a big problem. But that we should want the three branches of government to operate the way they're supposed to. In other words, the ends don't justify the means in our system of government. That's a system where power is the only thing that matters. Power and freedom are incompatible. So here, we ought to insist that our government institutions operate the way they're supposed to. And that means that the Supreme Court settles legal disputes, but in doing that, it can only interpret the law as it's written. And we should insist that it do so. They failed that test, Roe versus Wade. And the challenge is that even if you like the result of Roe versus Wade, even if you are pro-abortion, you ought to want our government to operate by the rules. You ought to want our government to act with integrity. And so if the Supreme Court admits its mistake, overrules Roe versus Wade, if they do what we all know, which is that this was not even an attempt to interpret the Constitution, let alone getting it right, and they correct that mistake, the issue will once again go to the people and their elected representatives. Now, this is a very different country than it was 50 years ago. At the time of Roe versus Wade, almost every state, like Texas, banned abortion except to save the life of the mother. That's not true today. And there'll be a bunch of states, California, you know, New York come to mind.
Connecticut already passed or announced a sanctuary for abortion.
Sure. I mean, that's going to happen today. But that too provides an opportunity to help persuade the people in those states to protect life, that the value of human life is so important that we ought to be able to protect unborn babies. But the truth is, we'll be able to do it. This is the thing. Roe versus Wade silenced everybody's voice on this important issue. Roe versus Wade simply said, just shut up about it. Right. Nobody's opinion matters except ours. And getting rid of Roe versus Wade will help us once again take our values and see that they become public policy.
Right. Roe versus Wade short-circuited the entire Republican process, I mean, through democracy and debate. That's its greatest failing of all, besides the fact that it's not even very cleverly written or anything. The Supreme Court, right now we see the folks out there going nuts over the fact that oh my gosh, I mean, this is, we grew up with this, the ignorant people and even people who ought to know better. It's the law of the land because the court said, well, the court doesn't write law. It's not supposed to, and it really doesn't. I mean, as I said, those statutes are still in the books in Texas. They can only stop the enforcement of laws. They don't actually repeal laws or things like that for the states. People are going crazy. You can't do this. But, our country, our brilliant system has a way of fixing itself. We have an entire history of abhorrent, awful Supreme Court decisions that were then overturned when we became a better society. Obviously, things relating to slavery and ownership of human beings as property and segregation, you know, Plessy v. Ferguson, all these things. The left has always been happy with those overturns. All of a sudden, the idea of overturning something like this that's really only been around for two generations, 50 years, this is the end of the republic to them. Address that.
Well, and as I said, we all ought to agree that our system of government should work the way it was designed, that it ought to have integrity. And that means that, you know, you're not going to win all the time. I mean, legislatures don't always do what you want. Courts don't always do what you want. But that's what happens in a free society. And the fact is, if the people of Texas or many other states believe in the value of human life, believe that your life should not be at risk simply because you're too young, which is basically, you know, which is what happens right in the abortion situation, they ought to be able to establish those values. That's what our system of government is designed to do. We ought to believe, you know, our founders wrote the Constitution down, and the U.S. Constitution is one of the shortest in the world. And everyone listening to this ought to read it today. Our founders wrote the Constitution down so that everyone could read what the rules are for government. And when government crosses the line, doesn't matter whether you like it or not, when government crosses the line, that goes too far. And we ought to all believe in that. We ought to all insist on that. Sometimes that means you win. Sometimes that means you lose. But it means that we're all free, and that's most important.
Well, sadly, lots of our society does not believe that, and they do not care. If you're amoral, you don't even care about integrity, and they don't believe those things. The difference is when you have a court that acts as it did in Roe v. Wade, it short circuits and shuts down all debate, and that's debate from every point of view. And that's really the fundamental, you know, intellectual, I guess, or legal problem with Roe v. Wade, as you've already addressed. You may lose sometimes, but if everybody's following the rules, that doesn't preclude you from influencing people and ultimately gaining victory, even through something as incredibly difficult as a constitutional amendment. But when the courts act out of place, that becomes impossible for all sides.
I think that's right. And I would say to my, you know, I do say to my liberal friends, if you're okay with the Supreme Court making up something you like, what are you going to say when they make up something you don't? That's the bottom line, is the Constitution says what it says. The Supreme Court should respect that as is, so that you and I and our fellow citizens can make the decisions about how this country ought to be.
Well, I would like to have a discussion someday with to extend the argument out at the state level, but we don't have time for that today. But Thomas Gipping with the Heritage Foundation at the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, thank you so much for your work on this, your word that's published out there to help people see the error of their ways, and especially for your time talking with us here on Pratt on Texas. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.